We're going to talk about the Iowa Initiative Research Program, and my colleagues are with me today. The order is a little bit different than what was in the program, but given where we are, I think we can have a little bit of latitude. I have no relationships to disclose. I do have a few relationships, but not really relevant to the point that they need for the slide. I do want to make a few acknowledgments to all of our respective universities have been very supportive of this. WorldWays Strategy and Creative was instrumental in working on the, especially the Avoid the Stork campaign. All of the students and staff, Erica Spees is here, she's been involved from the very beginning and has been tremendously valuable to the project. We've got writers, we've got actors, we've got businesses who collaborated with us throughout the state, and also the thousands of individuals across the state who agreed to participate in the research throughout the project. So thank you to all of them. Just a little bit about the research program. We have been involved in this for over 5 years, but the program itself was a five-year endeavor, and we were looking at really the efficacy, the value of five public health interventions, and what we were aiming to do was to increase knowledge and increase contraception among adult women, 18 to 30, who did not wish to be pregnant at that time. Our work began in January of 2008, and we finish officially in December of this year, and Connie was raising her hands and hooray, but overall I think it's been a good ride. So again, we're trying to educate women on specific contraceptive options and resources that are available to them to motivate responsible behavior with regard to contraception and therefore to reduce unintended pregnancies. So we are now down to the blue area here. In the first year, we did a lot of project and material development. We collected a lot of qualitative data and quantitative data. We did surveys, three statewide telephone surveys, 60 focus groups, and over 100 in-depth interviews to just sort of get ready and lay the foundation for the work. In years 2 to 4, we actually delivered the interventions. Different ones were delivered in slightly different timelines, and we also embedded in all of our work individual evaluations in addition to some of our overall evaluations. And so now we're at the place where we are analyzing and disseminating the findings, and I will tell you that in addition to the research program, just for some additional context, the Iowa Initiative to Reduce Unintended Pregnancies also included an infrastructure expansion that provided funding for subsidizing LARCs, for example, for expanding staff, in some cases even expanding the number of clinics that were available. There was also sort of a community outreach as well, where individuals went into the communities and tried to sort of reduce the stigma around talking about unintended pregnancy. Presentations to the Rotary Club, for example, about the importance of reducing unintended pregnancy, things of that nature. Now, we didn't take part in those pieces. This was sort of the third piece, the research piece. And so we're going to talk today about the Salon study, the Speak Up Salon study, and Susan Roberts-Dobie is here today. She's in the Department of Health Promotion at UNI. The Community Pharmacy Project is directed by Dr. Karen Ferris and Dr. Mary Aquilino. Karen is now at the University of Michigan, was at the University of Iowa when we started. We did not run her off, I promise. And Mary is in the University of Iowa College of Public Health and Community and Behavioral Health. We call this a lot of different things. The Radio Novella Edutainment Project, Dr. Connie Kohler in Health and Behavior at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and Shelley was also involved in that as well. And then the social marketing projects, we have a college project and a statewide project, and those projects were directed by Shelley Campo and by Natasha Askelson, who is also in the College of Public Health and the Public Policy Center. this just gives you a flavor in the state. We did different things in different places. Obviously, we could not do everything everywhere, and strategically we tried to look at intensive work in some counties, and so in some places we have the pharmacy study, in other places we've got the salon study. We did a pilot test for the social marketing study in the northwest corner of the state, and then obviously the social marketing was everywhere. The college pieces were scattered throughout as well, but all in all, we did touch the entire state with one part of the project or another. We are just now really digging into the outcome data. The outcome data have primarily been looked at by Claire Brindis from here at UCSF and Susan Philiber, who is in a consulting firm in New York, and they have teamed up to really look at the entire project in terms of outcomes. And these are just some preliminary data. Preliminary data looking at the numbers. This includes both unintended among live births. We have a measure of that in our state, which is somewhat unique, and that combined with the terminations are included in the overall picture right here. I've added a few bars to indicate when the infrastructure expansion that I spoke about began, and then when our piece, the research program, began as well, just to give you a sense of this, because obviously we are not running an experiment with a control group, so these are all going to be associational data. So basically, we are left to tell the story and then let people walk away with their own conclusions about the efficacy. We're very encouraged, obviously, about these numbers, but we have a lot more data to look at. We obviously will be needing to look at data from other areas at the same time in order to know a lot more about just the intensity. We're pretty confident we had an impact. The degree of that impact is obviously going to be up in the air for a little bit longer until we can get some data from surrounding areas, for example. This is the just the terminations separated out, and again, we're very encouraged by these numbers as well, and we'll be looking at those more closely in the months and probably at least for another year or so to come to try to ascertain a little bit more about impact. So now we're going to talk about what we learned from the projects, and I believe that Susan is up first.